is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, welcome back to the program. And if you're just joining us, glad to have you along. The Donald Trump Thank You America Tour kicks off today in Indiana. They're going to go to that Carrier air conditioning plant. Carrier now announcing it is not moving to Mexico. Governor Mike Pence, now the president, vice president-elect, along with Donald Trump, the president-elect, will be at Carrier to announce a deal, a major announcement, they say, to save 1,200 jobs, give or take, there in Indiana, preventing that factory from going south of the border and shipping its product back north to us. Now, if I were going to guess about the Donald Trump Thank You America tour coming to Michigan, I'd say, absolutely, it's coming to Michigan. Now, where would you go? I'm guessing you'd probably go to Grand Rapids, where you wrapped up your campaign on the last night of campaigning on the 7th of November into the early morning hours of the 8th of November. I might go to Grand Rapids, you know, figuratively, you know, just guessing, I guess. And then I'm guessing I'd probably go to Metro Detroit as well. So, hypothetically speaking, that's what I meant to say. Hypothetically speaking, that's where I might look for the Thank You America tour to stop in Michigan. Grand Rapids and Metro Detroit. You heard it here first. All right, let's go to the hotline. Matt standing by in Okemos. Matt, welcome to it.
Yeah, I wanted to say that the Democratic Party needs to embrace JFK and not Fidel Castro, because JFK wouldn't approve of that.
Yeah, you know, that I think you're onto something here, Matt. You see, the Democratic Party seems to have lost touch with the vast majority of America.
Right. And the other thing I wanted to, maybe you could get this to Donald Trump, stop and frisk should be voted on by the community that's at risk, not by the mayor saying we're going to have it or not have it. The community would vote it in if the high crime was there, because most people are good people, and they would vote for it if they wanted it in their community.
Yeah, again, good point you make there, Matt. And keep in mind, stop and frisk was not declared unconstitutional. The way it was being applied in New York City, focusing on strictly on certain communities and specific people, was declared unconstitutional. The practice in itself, not unconstitutional. Just keep that in mind. Matt, thank you for calling. The hotline number here is 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. In a few minutes here on the program, Stephen Nolan is going to join me. He is a host on the BBC. He does 5 Live on the BBC. And tomorrow here on the program, he'll be joining me to take your phone calls, because he needs it explained. He's going to be here for an hour or more, because he just doesn't understand why you would ever vote for Donald Trump. The guy's a misogynist. He's a bigot. You know, he's homophobic. He's Islamophobic. He's a demagogue. You know, he's arrogant. He's bombastic. He's petulant. He's a child. He's thin-skinned and all of these things, right? How could you possibly vote for Donald Trump? Well, that's why the BBC is going to be here, because they remain utterly and completely confused. We're here to set them straight. You and I, together, we can do this. I need your help tomorrow. I suppose if you want to call in today, we can see if we can get somebody through to explain to him, to give him a primer on how we're going to do this. Stephen Nolan, BBC 5 Live. And the broadcast tomorrow will be worldwide. So that's kind of fun, isn't it? We'll be worldwide on the BBC. And then later in the day, I'll be going live on his program for an extended conversation as well, as I take phone calls from the Brits, which sounds like great fun to me. I mean, that right there, taking cold calls from British people who don't understand Americans, that is my definition of entertainment. That is where I thrive. And so you can find that on satellite radio and such. I'm sure you can find it online as well. In fact, I'll find out about that. I'll have Alex look into it, figure out where we can find it so you could dial it in and listen to it streaming. Okay. Here in Michigan, the big story today is that Jill Stein has forced a recount, even though she got less than 1% of the vote here. It's going to cost Michigan millions of dollars. I told you 3 days ago that it would cost us about $5 million. Now, the Michigan Secretary of State says the same thing. She came up with the same number. $5 million. Jill Stein's required to pay $125 per precinct. Her total cost, less than $1 million. It will cost Michigan in excess of $5 million. You subtract her donation, her down payment, if you will, and you and I and the taxpayers get to pay the rest. And I find that absolutely infuriating. Absolutely. I mean, there's nothing... There's nothing left to, in doubt here. The election is not contested. And Hillary Clinton and her team, instead of being vindictive, instead of stirring dissent like this, in an election where you're not going to overturn three states, you're not going to overturn even one of those states, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, or Michigan. So why create further division? What is your end game? Do you think you're going to run for president in 2020? Is that the plan? Going to run to, you know, come on, Hillary. It's not going to happen. Why can you not be a graceful loser? You see, in America, we have centuries, frankly, of gracious winners and people that bow out gracefully. Coming back 3.5 weeks after the election and asking for recounts that will cost taxpayers money out of their own pockets lacks class and grace. It has neither. And it has no point either, I might add, because there's nothing that can come from it. I would expect today that the Republicans may end up, you might see this, we'll have Ronna Romney McDaniel here in a few minutes as well. We'll ask her. But I would expect the Republicans just might end up in court today. And tomorrow, the State Board of Canvassers meets. There are four. Two Republicans, two Democrats, so they won't agree on anything. And I'm guessing they may end up going to the Court of Appeals, just a guess. But what I would suggest, why not have them consider this idea? Hillary Clinton did not ask for the recount. She did not legally join the recount here in Michigan. Jill Stein wants a recount. So let's count her votes. Less than 1%. You put all of the votes from, you know, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump over here. We don't care about that. And we'll recount Jill Stein's votes. We'll see if she actually had 51,000 or less or more. Okay? But that's what she's asked for. She paid us $1 million. Let's go find her votes. It'll save us a ton of money, a ton of time. And I don't know what the legal requirements are. Why not just do that? I think that's what the Republicans should ask for if they go to court today. Who's with me? All right, Alex found the direct line to BBC to listen live. We'll put that up on the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page. So you can find it, the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page. Click like, tell your friends, and gather around, because coming up in a few minutes, we're very close now, Stephen Nolan's going to join me here for his first taste of American radio. Let's show him what we got, kids. Back in a moment on the Steve Gruber Show.